So you think you know a lot about St. Louis, but are you familiar with Hell's Half Acre? I'm Debbie Monterey, and joining me is author Andrew Theising, the author of the book Hell's Half Acre. And this is an area that the street still exists, but probably is a little calmer than it used to be, right?
That's correct. The street is still there. There's a few of the old buildings left, but not much is left.
And we are talking about Bartmer. Is that Bartmer Avenue?
Bartmer Avenue. It starts in the West End neighborhood near Union, and it goes out to the west across the city limits and into what is today Wellston and University City.
What point in the area's history was this a notorious stretch, and when did it stop being a notorious stretch?
It was most notorious probably from the years 1900 to 1940. And it was after World War II that you know, we had the great suburban growth, and that kind of annexed all that land and brought order where there hadn't been any.
So what are some of the things that caused it to be nicknamed Hell's Half Acre?
Well, the street, and really it's just the 6100 to 6400 blocks of it. University City incorporated from the south but didn't take the street, and Wellston incorporated the first time from the north and didn't take the street, and the city of limits, of course, end there at Skinker. And so it was this no man's land. There was no authority, and so anything goes on this little stretch of ground.
So anything goes, and no one wanted to take any responsibility for it generally. I mean, the local governments were kind of just not our problem.
That's right. It was this little strip of unincorporated area. It was not policed very well, and there were taverns everywhere and illegal gambling joints on every other corner, it seems. There were bank robberies, and there were shooting in the streets. There was a gangster who lived there. It just was crazy.
And did you grow up around here?
I personally have never lived in that area, but my relatives, I do have relatives that lived in that area.
So did you get interested in telling this tale because of that, or
yes,
was it like Thanksgiving dinner conversation?
It was family history that woke me up to Bartmer. And I'll be honest, my relatives were not the best residents of that area. They were contributing to the bad reputation.
Oh, no.
And I thought, well, we can't be alone. And so that's what drew me there. It's just a fascinating story. Every other house, it seems, had some kind of a strange story.
And the way you have set this book up is each chapter basically is the tale of someone who lived on this stretch.
That's right. It's it actually is the whole street. The city end of the street is beautiful. The homes are beautiful to this day, but they just had some crazy happenings that went on. And then at the end of this lovely street was this crazy anything goes part of town.
Are there any people that we might be familiar with who are featured in this book? Who are some of your favorite people that you highlighted?
Well, I think that there are probably the most prominent resident of this, of Bartmer was William Itner, and he was known for designing schools.
Oh, sure.
And he designed his house there on Bartmer. And so he lived there. And then not far from his house, the great opera singer Grace Bumbry, her family actually moved a couple doors down from there in later years. So there were some big names, and these were big, beautiful houses. It was a very nice address to have. And at the end of the street was this crazy, crazy few blocks.
So when you were writing about this, how difficult is it to find these histories of just individuals who lived on these streets?
You know, here's where the power of the internet is so helpful, and being able to search old newspapers was tremendously helpful. And
Bartmer Avenue was in the news a lot.
Bartmer was in the news a lot. Yes, yes, yes.
And at what point did it start to change or turn around? Or was it because people just moved out? What happened to Bartmer Avenue?
At some point, probably in the 1950s, the land was annexed. And again, it's part of Wellston today. And Wellston was incorporated a second time in 1949, and it became more of the classic bedroom suburb sort of vibe. And it was then when there was regular policing and there were city services that were available. And you know, that lifestyle really of you know, the illegal gambling, it all just kind of went away. It kind of went away with streetcars, honestly. That Wellston was the streetcar hub. It was kind of where the north-south routes and the east-west routes intersected. And so Wellston was everybody was going there. It was the place to shop. It was the place to go for a good time. And it was also a place that, you know, right next to it there, right next to it, it had this just anything goes 24/7 crime. It just was amazing, and it all went away probably about 1950.
I love that you do include in this book some newspaper clippings and stuff. I just happened to flip past, "Madman holds self in tub of hot water, dies after he is pulled out." I don't even know what that means, but that's certainly one of those attention catchers.
And he lived in Hell's Half Acre.
Wow. Well, congratulations on putting this together. It was really fun flipping through and reading about some of those folks in Hell's Half Acre along Bartmer Avenue in St. Louis, Wellston, and University City. True crime and tragedy in the most notorious spot of St. Louis County. Andrew Theising is the author. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.